stock the way it's meant to be done. The Norm Hitzkus Show, this morning at 10, right after Donovan Miller, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, we have an update on that. Norm is going to be out of the office today, taking a three-day weekend. The throwdown is going to be in his spot. Tomorrow on the show, Junior will be back. That's a good thing. He'll be back in the saddle. And we'll have Jerry Jones on the program at 8:10. Talk Cowboys and their opener with the San Diego Chargers coming up this Sunday. We'll also have the big show that is coming to town at 8:50 tomorrow morning. So tune us in as you head back to work tomorrow. Appreciate you listening to us today on your holiday. We mentioned Norm taking the three-day holiday, and that means in his place will be the throwdown, one Rich Phillips and one Kevin Scott, if that's his real name. We'll be doing the next couple of hours before Bad Radio. What is up, dudes?
What's going on, George?
Is working. Not much. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Norm just gets the day off.
Well, that's fine. He should. He's a sports icon in this area.
Mm-hmm.
He wants the day off. He ought to get the day off. What are you guys complaining about?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. What's on the docket today for the throwdown?
All kinds of good stuff. Really? Are you afraid to look at us?
No, I can't
see
the look.
Is there some embarrassment or something?
Yeah. No, I'm just
some shame in your eye.
No.
Did Saturday suck for you? Opening of college season, and you were just sitting around twiddling your thumbs.
I mean, for good reason, obviously.
But that had to be tough.
I was much more concerned about the victims.
That had to be tough, though, to sit around with nothing to do.
At the start of the week, you thought you were doing a game. Yeah, it was odd. It was odd. Listen to a little bit of the SMU Baylor game.
Sorry about that.
Well, no, you made a good call.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and watched a lot of college football. It was great.
Who you guys got this week at North Texas?
The Middle Tennessee Blue.
Oh, this is a grudge match right here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You hate Middle Tennessee.
You're on record as hating them, George. Is that why you're hiding your face?
I know one reason you hate them, because of their arrogance. The one year that they had the same record as North Texas in the Sun Belt, and they, on the next year on their media guide, they billed them as the co-champions of the conference.
Well, that's, if they put it on the media guide, that's official.
Well, it really wasn't, because they didn't earn the conference bowl bid, which is for the conference champion to the New Orleans Bowl.
Now, if you have three teams tie and they all, you know, someone has a win against the other one, that is a co-championship. But if you have two
North
teams
Texas
that
beat
tie,
Middle Tennessee that year, didn't they?
Yes. If you have two teams that tie, we have a break.
11-10, Grego.
Punch up G1 over there. Grego?
Yes, Kevin Scott there?
Yeah.
Kevin.
What?
Hey, what time is the throwdown news desk today?
I was going to ask that. I'm glad you brought that up, because I forgot.
Thanks for beating Georgie to it. We've got it penciled in at 11-10. We're still trying to decide, though. But 11-10 right now.
I mean, I need to make an appointment.
Well, put it down.
Can I make an appointment or not?
Yes, 11-10.
All right.
I mean, what if it's 11-10 and you guys decide to do it at 11:30? I mean, I need to know.
I'll give you a call right before. During Tommy Daniels' ticker, I'll give you a call and let you know. Like at 10:50 or 11:05 or somewhere around there.
George, don't you need to know?
Yes, that's why I always ask.
Well, let's get a phone chain going. Grego, I'll call you, and if you'd call Georgie. And then Georgie, right, you just continue down from there. We'll cover ticket programming.
Well, I just don't want to miss it.
Going to miss it if you're by the radio at 11:10.
Can you give me a hint on something that's going to be on it?
No.
Where I can start getting geared up?
How about Rich usually has something about a severed member in there.
I don't have any such thing. I'm not allowed to do such things anymore.
Geriatric sex, maybe?
No, I'm not.
Did Cat want us to mention that on the air, Jer?
What?
All right, Norm is not in today. He is driving a truck of supplies from his church down to New Orleans. Now, that is very nice on Norm's part, but here's my question.
Since when does Norm go to church?
Well, that's one issue.
He does regularly. I'll defend him on that, I think.
But could there be a worse driver to get behind the wheel of a truck than Norm?
How much help is he going to be unloading the truck when they get there?
And what's God think about all those gambling?
Just don't worry about that.
Let the guy do a good deed.
What does he think about all that gambling and all that horse race betting and everything?
It's just, it is,
hey,
a little.
Greg,
all right.
Yeah, no,
you can't diapers. You can't win commenting on this issue. So.
No, that's very nice of Norm to do that.
Yes,
I'm just
very nice of Norm.
I just hope he's not driving.
I take back everything. Hey, is Rich Phillips still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Grego.
So he couldn't even muster enough energy to mention
Grego,
the hurricane on the air.
Let me tell you one thing, buddy.
What's that, Grego?
You just thought you got an ass whipping on Saturday night. You wait till this Saturday night, buddy.
Yeah, well, how about the TCU Horn Frogs?
Well, first off, Grego, I don't think a 5-point loss is an ass whipping.
They scored with like 19 seconds left. That was a cosmetic touchdown there at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. An 11-point loss is not an ass whipping either.
You just wait till the Frogs come in there. Who beat the number 7 team in the nation?
I know damn well they did, Grego.
At home. Yeah. You wait till they roll in there because it's basically going to be a home game for TCU because SMU doesn't draw any fans, and TCU does, so it's going to be a home game for TCU.
TCU doesn't draw that many fans.
More than SMU.
They do draw more than SMU. You have to give them that.
Yeah, but they didn't bother. Two years ago, they didn't bother to bring many over.
That's because they knew it was going to be an ass whip.
They were all crying in their beer because they got beat by Southern Miss.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that.
Well, yeah, this is some good trash talk, isn't it, George?
This is good trash talk.
I got no trash. I know it, man. I'm really impressed that Grego can find a dog laying dead on the side of the road and go over and kick it a few times.
Big 12 teams are no problem, are they, Grego?
No, you know what I hate about this, though? I just hate because, you know, TCU, they scheduled OU like 3 years ago. I just hate that that's going to hurt TCU's strength of schedule. When they start talking about bowl games.
Whatever.
They're doing OU. It's going to hurt their strength of schedule.
Boy, are you just going to hammer Corby today?
You know what? I don't have any right to do it at all because I'm totally ashamed of myself.
Why?
Because I didn't go to the game.
Oh.
Because you said they had no chance.
That's right. I said they had no chance, and I said they were going to get beat by 40, and I said Adrian Peterson was the over and under was 230.
Oh my gosh.
So you know what? I don't have any right to brag at all, and so I've got to keep my mouth shut when they play SMU.
All right.
So now you're back on the bandwagon.
We got to hear 2 hours of this junk from him on Saturday.
Yep.
You know what?
He and Corby are doing 6 to 8 from the Boulevard at SMU on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
How about that?
You know, George, I went to TCU and paid a hell of a lot of money to go there. I can jump on and off the bandwagon as much as I want.
I know, now, that makes you a bad fan, and then you can't enjoy the good. If you're always on board, it makes times like that a lot better.
You know what? I am a bad fan. I am a bad alum this week because I didn't go up there, and the only reason was because I thought they were going to get rolled up by about 40.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go, and then when they won, I've been sick all week. I can't enjoy the victory because of what an ass I was not going.
Well, that's the great thing about it. That's the great thing about now, now you have things like that, and you guys go, woo.
You just be sure those Horned Frogs aren't looking ahead to Utah, all right?
Why? As a matter of fact, Rich, they are.
They are
looking forward to Utah, and you know what? It's not going to bother them one bit.
All right.
Just get by a scrimmage on Saturday and then head on
to
Utah.
Come on,
right?
George.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think they're going to bring their first team over there. I think their first team is going to go to a week or so.
Well, they deserve a week off after doing that against Oklahoma.
And so that means if they take their second and third team to SMU, they're probably only going to win by about 1.
Uh-huh.
All right, we got to go, Grego.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
See, Holmes.
That's Grego from the Hardline.
What did Frito want?
3 to 7. Y'all have fun on the throwdown today.
Okay, George. Okay.
Party.
Thanks.
Right.
And see you tomorrow. See you.
KTCK Dallas.